have here. This is July 27th, 1977, and this is an interview being conducted by John Barman and Bob Wernley of the Montgomery County Historical Society and Luther Laughlin. This afternoon we're going to interview Mr. Azel Turnipseed, A-Z-E-L, Turnipseed, just spelled like it sounds. Now, let's start out by asking Mr. Turnipseed, how old are you? When were you born?
Well, I was born on
May the 13th, 1890.
I was in that room.
Yes, I was in that room,
right there.
And you were born right here in Montgomery County, then?
I was born in that room right there, in 1890.
And this was your parents' home, wasn't it?
Yes.
And what were the names of your parents?
Well, Miss Nathaniel and Turnipseed and Martha, the wife Martha Turnipseed, originally a Boots.
And where did they come from?
Why, my mother was born in this house just east of here. She's a native. My father came from
in trouble too there with my family.
Okay.
It was me both work, but he was good at judge of livestock as I ever read before. So nobody ever cheated him on the trade, but so
now
we worked together pretty good, that is, so.
And who else was in the family?
Well, that's all.
That's it.
Well, he had a daughter.
Thomas
had a daughter, Mary.
Yes, he had a daughter.
I know about that. Now, what about this land right here? Who settled this land from your family?
Well, sir, this little cemetery down here, there was people with the name of Irvin come in here. That was in the boots. I don't know when. The oldest grave down there is a tombstone marked 1831.
Well, that's right at the beginning of the county.
Yes, that's the beginning. I don't know whether they really bought this land or not. But then, now the Boots family itself came from Ohio in 1834. And they settled here, and that family name, they right up, well, the next place up here, but they've been one of the, I expect that it's one of the oldest families in the county that's been in continual name. They've been a male heir there in that house for ever since 1834.
Now, then this land right here was Boots land.
No. This land right here was Peterson land.
Well, but
after that, it originally was Irvin land, and then it was Peterson land, and then this house here was built by Dave Peterson.
And do you know about when it was built? It's a beautiful house.
It's built in 1860. It was built during the Civil War. Peterson was a cattle buyer, and he got overcommitted in the British and cattle to the Union Army, and the war went off, and it left him, of course, holding the bag with quite a string of commitments on hand, and of course the government naturally didn't want to buy him stuff then, mm-hmm. and he went broke, and then my mother happened to get married about that time, and my grandfather bought this and gave it to him.
Now, how many acres were there in the tract?
Well, they were 263 acres to start with. About 260, something like that. And but the Boots family, when they came out here, was located about the time of the O'Briens and the Petersons and I forget what the other name of that family exactly was, but they. Oh, and they come out here and bought large tracts of this land, $1.15 an acre.
It must have been when the land office.
That's what the land office, when they put the land office in Crawfordsville, and that was coming 1820, I think it was.
Now, wasn't this land out in this area kind of, or was it further south that the land was kind of swampy?
Oh, yes. My mother told me that this land here, the most of it, they was little muskrat houses all over around over there. Then they dug the hand out a ditch through the middle of it, and naturally, all kept cleaned up. They could only farm the higher parts of it, you see.
Yeah. And then, when did the drainage take place to drain this off to make this good land?
Huh?
When were the drainage ditches built?
Oh. Now, let's see. I can first remember the ditchers are being very common. That is, I've done a lot of ditching myself. I expect I've done hundreds of rods of ditching myself. We have the hands out. What we know in those winter cousins that the hands would come here and work in the summertime. And then, of course, in the wintertime, there wouldn't be no job, so they'd board within on nice days we'd work and just for their board, you know, and a little money if you had it, that is feed cattle and stuff like that.
Well now, but hadn't by the time that you remember, hadn't this land become pretty good land? Pretty dry?
Well now I'll tell you. This land that was ditched out carries about anywhere from 18 to 36 inches of black soil, see, that is built in.
Yeah.
and that is good land. Now, as we get up on the higher land, there is clay.
Mm-hmm.
But the land hadn't been completely ditched for, I expect we've finished the last of it on this farm. I imagine we never got a complete drainage less about 65, about 50 years ago or something like that, when we finally got around to where they had a drag line that would we could put in.
Now, is this underlain by shale here?
Yes, it's got about 50 feet of, what do they call, they've got a name for it, it's sand and rock and the shale and everything, and then it's right on lime rock, down on lime rock.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a thick lime rock. Now, there's supposed to be oil under this land, that is, it's in the streak that's down through, that runs north and west.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was originally all come from, I think, the offshoot of the big land advance, you know, that dug the Great Lakes, you know.
Well, the glacier, you mean?
The glacier, yeah, right. Glacier period.
Mm-hmm.
And the stream, now the deposits of gravel in this country here, all of them lays in a line southwest and northeast. It just lays along just about the, follow about the same line of the creeks as the drainage does.
Yeah. Now, tell us something about, you've got corners out here called turnip seed corners. Tell us about these roads that are out in here.
About the what?
The roads. Do you remember when these roads?
Oh, yes. I can remember. I can't remember when this road was built, but some.
Which road are you pointing to? The east-west road?
Huh?
Which road don't you remember being built?
Well, they were both gravel roads. I remember when they put the cornerstone out there, surveyed it, that is, they had to loosen up in the corner of the cornerstone right out in the middle of that crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
That is, with the mark almost at where they start surveying from.
Now, were you here when they built either one of these roads?
No.
Yes, you was, because your mother cooked for the
night. Oh, wait a minute. Now, he's talking about one thing, and you're talking about another. He said, was I living here when that road was built? Now, I can remember him talking about it, and my mother...
Well, maybe you wasn't born yet.
My mother, and the family...
Well, Donington Road went around the Boots house way up here.
My mother, we kept the... boarded some of the workers on that road, that is, and my father was had a little authority with it, that is, he worked for the county too to a certain extent, that is, in the making of that road.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, were any of your ancestors on the county commissioners or anything like that had anything to do with the building of these roads?
My father had a little job or something, had something to do with the road. That is, the very people that constructed the road. Now, the road, to a certain extent, then was made by part of the taxes. You worked the road taxes out.
Oh, you mean you personally did your road taxes by performing
the road? All the first roads were every fall. The land taxes come on, and part of them was road taxes, and you put a man on there, and he got $2.50 a day for 10 days, and he could take that off that he worked out his road taxes.
Oh, I never heard of that before.
Oh, God, I've worked all that.
Yeah.
About that.
We were talking about roads. Let's go back to stories that you heard when you were a boy around here. Your mother grew up around here and your father came over. Do you remember your mother talking about the early times in Montgomery County?
Yes. Yeah.
Did she ever talk about Indians?
Well, no, the only thing that I know about the Indian himself was my brother Tommy, he was, he gave it up all the gossip. He told me there's an old, an old man told him, he lived a little south of here, and there was a few Indians come through once in a while, but that's about all we know about the Indians, that is. They were five, and myself, I never seen an Indian, not even in this country. Of course, I've seen plenty of them in this West.
Well, yeah, but I thought maybe your mother might have been.
As far as I know, I've never heard or said anything about them.
Well, what about, did you ever hear your family talk about when they built the railroad down here through?
Oh, yes. She died then, when they built the Van Buren Railroad through, her dad took her over to Bowery Station, and they got on the first train that went through, and they went to Frankfurt on it.
Now, wait a minute, that would have been the,
The Van Buren runs from through Darlington, and then to Colfax, and Frankfurt.
And you say your mother remembered being riding on that? Do you remember
my mother riding on
that? About what year would that have been?
Now, see, this was...
She was a small, white girl.
Let's see, she'd be 100 and... say now, listen, that would be all over 100 years ago,
Is that a means of transportation for the people around here in those days?
Well, yes, that was as far as getting out of sending anything that they wanted to send, that is, of any, like grain and livestock and stuff. That was a... But so that wasn't really the means of transportation at that time, which I've heard them talk about. Now, they used to have what they knew as feeding stations in this country. That is, if I'd, a drive buyer would come along, he'd buy up a bunch of cattle or stuff like that. Why, one man would go ahead and to that next feeding station, and they'd make that drive into there, and then feed their livestock, that is, in that station, to keep on. Now, my grandfather, every summer, that is, they would go to Chicago and get made the main thing they wanted was salt and stuff like that. That is, they made the trip, that is, they make the trip in the summertime. They couldn't go in the fall. That is, they'd go to Chicago. It'd take them about 3 weeks.
Now, how did they get there? How did they get there to Chicago?
Why, with a wagon.
Well, they drive a wagon, but wasn't the old Moynihan train running in those days?
That was before the Moynihan train came in. That is, I don't know when the old Moynihan train, when the Moynihan was running, all I know when the Van Buren was running. But you see, my grandfather, that one I'm talking about, that is, he was here in 34.
That would have been before the Moynihan.
That was even before the Point Grey was built.
Now you mentioned your mother riding on the Port of Vandalia. Do you remember ever riding a passenger train on there?
Yeah.
Yourself? Where'd you ride to?
Well, we'd go to drive to Darlington and put the horse of the up the river barn and get on the Vandalia and go to Collegeville.
And did you ever go up the other way?
Yes.
Where's
Bradford?
Did you ever take any trips on the railroad other than just to Crawfordsville?
No, I never went too much of a railroad fan. When I joined the Marine Corps in the First World War, they took me down south over on there, and I was in Canada for a couple of years, and
Let's move on here now and start talking about your brother around here. Where'd you go to school around this place? the big school out down here where it started on this land, the big school.
It's right down south of here.
Yeah, right down south.
The one room schoolhouse.
Yeah, that's the one room.
You mean the teacher was, and the principal was, and of course you probably just one teacher there.
Yes, there's one teacher. The first teacher, the only teacher I remember there was Clara Harper. Her name was Harper. She lived in, what was her right name? Anyway, Miss Harper was my first teacher. They was a family that, there was another family in the country that lived themselves.
Well, there was a man teacher there once that stayed.
Huh?
There was a man teacher there once. I've heard your mother talk about staying here while he talked.
Yes, that was the fellow.
I don't remember
what
his name
was. That was before I went to school. That was Harriman, not Harriman, but what was his name?
I don't know, but he lived here, boarded with
him,
stayed here while he
was in school. But anyway,
now, how many grades of school did you go to there?
Why, I only went there then to, I think, the third grade, and then they, maybe the fourth, and then they made a consolidated school, called the Bauer School, consolidated school, and they took in most of the townships, and then they had the buses, and the horse-drawn buses that took the kids to school.
Horse-drawn buses, that's the first time I heard about them. How far do you have to go? Not the Bauer?
Well, that would be just about, that's just about 4 miles, yeah.
That's, what is that, west of here?
No,
east of
it.
That's east of it, yeah.
East of here.
The
mountain, my brother, generally, the dang old buses was slow, we generally walked to school before we cut across,
4 miles?
Yeah, one day, 4 miles, you borrowed the string tooth hair all day by running the walking plow. 4 miles
didn't mean much to you. do you remember about the consolidated school? Do you remember any of the teachers up there or the principal's name or anything?
Yes.
How many grades were there?
They had 3 years of high school. That is, they had 8 grades and 3 years. The common ordinary grades and then 3 years of high school. And then I graduated there out of the 3 years of high school, and then I went to Darlington and got the fourth year of high school. That is, before I was eligible then to.
Now, this was going on with you up there, but did they keep open this school down here?
No, that school was closed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were two schools, or three in the township that wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that there were three schools that wasn't, weren't what?
Yeah. You know, that is, they didn't finish transportation to the children in them three, they were a little bit too far off for some reason, and they kept them schools for a few years, but they finally merged them into all of it, that is, in the township school, the Sugar Creek Township school.
Now, did you, during this time you were going to school, did you farm also, work on the farm?
Oh, yes, that is, all kids back then had certain jobs to do before they went to school. That is,
Well, tell us about what you did. What jobs did you have to do around here?
Well, I'll tell you in the first place, why, you generally, you look after you, maybe you fed the chickens, and you probably, if you're old enough, they generally push enough in the cow off on you. and then you had to keep the hay throw down to the horses when they come in. But that's what you're supposed to do. If they can catch you and get you to do it, why, you're supposed to do that.
Yeah. How many acres was your dad farming at that time?
Well, I'll tell you that. They was
about 250 acres, something like that. That is.
Let's say you got out of high school, and then you went to.
I went to Purdue.
You went to Darlington for the last year.
Yeah, well, I said before.
And then you went to Purdue, and what? Yeah. How long were you in Purdue?
Long enough to get kicked out of it. I made the football team, and the coach, he didn't even want to give me any new moves. I never was a very easy man to get along with that way, but I was a really good player. So he tried to talk the freshman class into not giving him the new move, but though I was pretty good, I was able to bowl off the. Get their quarterback on the first team, and they bought a whole lot of them at that time, but I thought too much of myself, but I wasn't no good at that, so I'd better off a farming anyway.
And then you didn't put it in very long?
No, just about.
All right. Somewhere along the line you got married.
Yes.
And your wife's name is what? What's your wife's?
Vina.
How do you spell it?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
V-E-N-A.
V-E-N-A. And what was her maiden name? What was your maiden name?
Well, her maiden name was...
Vina McBee. All right. And when did you get married?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Your wife is going to remember.
Yeah, tell her about it. Tell her about it.
19, what was that?
25. We had our
50th
anniversary, and it'll soon be 52.
What was the date, though?
October 20th.
October 20th, 1925. Mm-hmm. And that was then after
you'd
been in the Marines during
the
war.
Yeah, I was 35 years old then.
Tell us about going to the Marines before during World War II. What did you do?
World War One. Well, I wanted to get into see some action. I got about fall fooled up on that, and I joined the Marine Corps as early. Went to the boot camp and went through, and they took out of. I was in the 1st Battalion Marines. I'd been at Batutai and Bowery Woods. And they took out 600 men and put them on a boat and sent them out. We thought we was going over there, but we wasn't. The second night out, I lined that damn blue boat up with the North Star, and I seen we were going south, east, and I knew damn well we weren't going to Germany. Well, we went to the island of Haiti, and subdued and worked it over the Negroes in there. And we spent 2 years, I guess,
in Haiti?
Yeah. In Haiti, yeah.
2 years in Haiti.
I think I know more about Buddhism than any living white man, by God.
What was your job in the service?
Huh?
What did you do in the service? What did you do?
Oh. In the first place, I got pretty lucky. Oh, I was in there about 3 weeks, and they sent me, they was on guard duty, they sent me down to the docks, and they had no motorboat. Motor down there wouldn't work, and I told the ensign there, but I believe I could fix it. Well, I always was good at mechanics, and I cleaned it up and started running, and that night Colonel Russell was a man, his chauffeur got drunk, and that man said, "You got an automobile?" And I said, "Yeah, I got an automobile." So by golly, I drove the automobile in front of a little flag on it for most of that time. That's where I got most of the information I got by that is. And now, I was a pretty good chess player, not too good, but the at headquarters, you know, there'd be a lot of sitting around. There was a priest down there that like to play, and I wasn't as good as he was. I'd get mad at him fair again. And that's when I learned about Wheat religion and other things, and that's when I God had picked his mind on this Buddhism. And because he'd been there, he told me all about what that is. But I had now seen the strength and the finish, because I've been out on the inspection, and then when those stations was broke up, but so we never could catch any of the little ring, the voodoo doctors, they call them.
I want to ask you, what kind of a car were you driving down there in Haiti?
Oh, for God's sake, we were driving the one I had never seen here in this country. It must have been there.
Can't tell you what the name of that car is. I slipped my mind. Now, it'll come back after a while, but it won't do you no good now. Well, it was a big wagon. It's never been in this country as far as I know. That was that car. It was one of it.
Yeah.